1A, excuse me, 1C002. I don't know if the chairwoman is going to come for 1A023. Is she here? I don't see her. Well, let's go over let's go to 1C002.
1C002, org units 1950, 6300, 1999, 1940, and various other employee and fringe benefits. This is DHS, BHD, miscellaneous, and revenues.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I would ask staff to go through this amendment. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, supervisors. This amendment makes several changes, mostly to Org 1950, Employee Fringe Benefits. The first item on page one of the amendment reflects a savings due to a new value-based payment program by United Healthcare that was presented to the county board by the Department of Administrative Services, Fiscal Affairs, as part of one of the corrective actions to help close some of the shortfalls in the budget. On page two, you'll notice that there were some changes to the dental program that were recommended by the county executive, the most notable being that the DMO option was being eliminated because at the time they were still in negotiations with the DMO for rates for 2014. Subsequent to the county executive's budget being delivered to the board, and the negotiations were successful, and what you have in front of you now is two dental plans. You'll have the PPO and the DMO, and the coverages have been changed slightly for both. So in essence, the PPO plan has increased coverages, and the DMO also has some changes made to the coverages. You'll see that just below that, the premiums are recommended at the rates that the administration has put forward as part of their negotiations, and they're included in that box down there as $10 and $25 for single and family for the dental plans for 2014. On the next page, the employee contribution, or the contribution to the flexible spending accounts, the FSAs, that were eliminated as part of the 2014 budget are restructured to conform with the Affordable Care Act that requires, let's just say prohibits just outright the grant program like that was in place for 2013. So for 2014, it's a matching dollar-for-dollar program for any employee eligible for the FSA program to get up to $1,200. So supervisors, how that would work would be that if you contribute $500 to the plan, the county would match $500 to the plan. Again, the match would be a maximum of $1,200. The next section of the amendment on the bottom of page 3 restructures the employee monthly health care premiums. And as you can see, the changes are made for each of the four tiers, and they reflect also the $50 wellness credit. So in some cases, if you're participating in the wellness program, the monthly premium will be even less than this year, which would allow people additional dollars that they then could allocate towards their FSA in order to pay for out-of-pocket health care expenses. On page 4 and 5 is just a restatement of the county's entire health care plan design and comparing it to the state of Wisconsin and the city of Milwaukee for 2014 so that the public can get a better idea of what is being provided to employees and retirees as far as a benefit. On page 6, there are some changes to the Affordable Care Act language about studying that, that would require that the Employee Benefits Work Group, again, start looking at the merits and the challenges of transitioning away from our current self-funded health insurance plan and potentially using the exchanges to save the county money. The Employee Benefits Work Group would also re-examine a previous analysis that was done to look at the implementation of a 401k style plan for employees and allowing employees to have an option to do that if they so choose. On the bottom of page 6, you'll see that the wage increase has been reduced from 2% to 1%, but it would still be effective pay period 10 in mid-April of 2014. On page 7 of 8, the step increase language has been modified to recognize that the steps have been suspended for 2014 and that human resources shall provide recommendations to the board regarding any changes in pay policies and step program for your review. On page 7 as well, there is a deletion of $1 million that was put into BHD for a retention program. That monies are being used to help fund the healthcare changes that, again, are seen as a retention program for employees. There are a couple other changes on this page as well that were recommended by the administration, and that was miscellaneous revenues increased by $806,000 due to some closing of some tax incremental financing districts, and also a change in the amount in the appropriation for contingencies for child support funding because of a better formula being provided by the state related to child support. And I think that summarizes it. I just point out that the changes provide for a net tax levy increase of approximately $136,000.
Mr. Chairman, I move approval of Amendment 1C002.
Mr. Hancher?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, there's one thing that I needed to call to your attention in this, just from my quick review of it this morning, and that is the combination of employee health care contribution rates at the bottom of the page and the incentives for the wellness plan. One of the restrictions that the ACA puts in place on us is that we're required the incentive for any wellness plan cannot exceed 30% of the premium. So my understanding of this is that the employee only and the employee plus child tiers, as recommended, would be outside of compliance with ACA. To correct that issue, you would have to either adjust the premiums upward or the incentive downward on those two tiers or some combination of the two in order to bring it back within compliance, and I would be happy to work with staff for any appropriate adjustments to meet that.
Director Mitchell?
Thank you, Chairman and Supervisors. On page 7, just wanted to point out something that the second, the amendment to Org Unit 6300 regarding this retention plan for the BHD closures, I just want to clarify, by eliminating the dollar amount, in effect, then there couldn't be a retention plan, I don't believe. I mean, it's saying that we'll develop one and we'll review the board, but if the dollars are taken away, we really can't implement it. So I'm just trying to understand that that's the intent here. I think that would be the effect. I just want to clarify that.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. While it does remove the automatic $1 million authorization on the retention plan and subsequent amendment on land sales, does suggest that that may be an appropriate one-time use of funds for land sales. So I would just suggest, I just want to add to the discussion that it's not as though this has been forgotten. It's just that I think there was not interest in approving a $1 million program with no details. So we will come back for subsequent discussion.
Yeah, thank you, Chairman and Supervisors. We actually submitted, BHD sent that plan to the board, so you should already have it. So I'm just confused because it seems like it's already been written, it's been drafted, it's been shared with the board. I don't know if I'm missing something. Mm-hmm.
They're not in the budget, so I don't know what. Spent a lot of paper flying around in the last couple of weeks. I'm having trouble keeping up with it all, but it's not included in the budget. Those details are not in the budget and would not be requirements. Now, if it comes back separately and we approve a specific plan, then those will become the actual criteria of the program. And so it's clearly an item in need of further review.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Given what Mr. Hanchek indicated, that there would be a meeting of the minds between staff and between staff members related to this amendment, I would think it would be appropriate to withdraw the amendment at this particular time, since we can't have anything hanging out, unless there would be a revision. Some type of view. I don't think we have the time to lay this over temporarily and then address it within the next 20 minutes or so. So,
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, you can certainly withdraw it and resubmit it. You can just move forward with it and then revise it later at a future meeting. Prior to moving it to the board, it's your choice.
Okay,
Mr. Chairman.
Then I will. I will not withdraw. I will vote, and then a revision will be submitted. Unless you have a.
No. I would prefer we would move forward. It'll be a small modification. Effectively, what it means is that we'll reduce the premiums less than budgeted. So it's actually there'll be a revenue improvement in actual effect. I mean, so it's instead of giving $50, you can only give $39 to a single employee under that plan, or an employee with children, $45 rather than $50. It's a very minor adjustment, one that I appreciate that's been brought forward, so we're aware of it and we can get on it, but.
Or the alternative is to raise the premium above that 30%.
Yeah,
that would be the other option. That wouldn't be preferable for fairness, but I mean.
Yeah, that would actually be more punitive to the employee. So, but as a revenue item, it appears that it's a positive revenue item. It's when adjusted.
So, Mr. Chairman, we move forward on this.
Okay. I guess the only comment that I would add is I think the issue of the retention package. I think the point that the people who are proposing this amendment are saying is they feel a more competitive health insurance premium and cost is a retention package as opposed to a nebulous $1 million pot of money that we're not quite sure in our budget documents how they might be spent. So that's sort of the policy choice that the people who drafted this amendment are suggesting that we make. So I think that's where the distinction lies. Hmm. So any further questions from supervisors? We do have one person, Linda Tidquist, 626 East Holt from AFSCME, who's registering against. She doesn't like that the wage and step things are being changed. Patricia Rogers, 1117 A South 36th Street, is also registering against, and she's from District Council 48.
Are we able to hear from the speakers?
No. They're registering. So, with that, I guess there's a couple more. Jeff Weber, this isn't a public hearing, so we aren't really taking testimony. So, Mr. Weber, if you have something you want to share with us, you'll have time between now and the next board meeting to share it, or if you want to register for or against, you're welcome to do that. Ron Hart, 4160 North 67th Street, registering against from AFSCME. and Bridget Nathan, 5802 North 43rd Street, Local 594, registering against. With that,
Mr. Chairman, are we, they're registering against the amendment?
They're registering against the amendment. I think they're concerned with the fact that the steps are being, that we're going along with, that the amendment goes along with the county executive's recommendation to get rid of the steps.
Okay, so that it doesn't go far enough in amending the exec's proposals.
Right.
Okay.
That's why it'd be great to hear from the speakers.
Okay, any other questions? If not, will you take the roll?
Haas?
No.
Romo West?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Johnson.
Oops. Sorry. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Romo West, I don't know. Once I speak with the speakers, then I'll maybe change my vote, but.
Five ayes, two noes. Amendment 1C002 is approved.
Madam Chair, Mr. Chair.